It is good to be here this afternoon and to speak to you, all of you. Please understand that here we are talking of eternal things, matters of eternal importance, matters that concern our salvation and the duties that fall upon us. Are you ready? Do you know that the society we live in today is getting more and more worldly? As Singapore grows more and more prosperous, the accent and the emphasis here is more and more on dollars and cents, on how to have more of the world's money and gold and silver, and less of stress on the things of God. There is a man that I want to introduce to you, that you may know who he is. Richard Dawkins was a former professor in Oxford University. And he is a confirmed intellectual as well as atheist. He believes that evolution is the explanation and the reason how we all have come into this world is by the process of evolution. Now, do you understand what is evolution? He assumes that we all understand it, and he says, evolution is a fact. Now, dear friends, facts must be supported with evidence of evolution. And he says, this fact of evolution is beyond reasonable doubt. I use a pen to point to it so that we can follow. Beyond serious doubt, beyond sane, informed. He's a very good use of words, user of words. He chooses his words. Now, if you doubt him, he says you are misinformed. Intelligent doubt. Evolution is beyond intelligent doubt. If you doubt evolution, he says, well, that's because you are not intelligent. So he is a very good psychologist, playing on your psychology, on what you think. And he says, beyond doubt. However, please understand, his championing of evolution is not based on any fact at all. You know what is a fact? The fact of you sitting there is a fact. I can see you, I can touch you, you can speak to me, and I know you are a person. That is a fact. I cannot deny that. But when he says, evolution, what do you know about it? I'm going to show you some slides. He says evolution is a fact, and no reputable scientist. So he plays on the ego of the scientist. Scientist thinks he's very clever. Now when he says no reputable scientist will dispute it, you dispute it, I think I will lose my reputation. He says no reputable scientist will dispute it. All this Dawkins wrote in his book, Greatest Show on Earth. So he is a very clever man, except he does not know God. Now, here I have What are we talking about? We are talking about matter and life. Real matter and real life. We're not talking of a word called fact and just play around the words. When we study matter and fact and life, then we get to know something of the Creator's amazing wisdom. Do you understand and marvel sometimes at the writer of Psalm 139? Do you see who is the writer? Let me read to you. Psalm 139. The writer is David. Now, who is David? You ought to know who is David, and I'm introducing very briefly. Who was David? David was the eighth and the youngest son of Jesse. And the father thought he is the boy of the family and left him in the sheep cote to look after the sheep. So when the VIP visitors come, David is away in the sheep, with the sheep. But he was a man of God. You know what he says? One day, the lion came and took a lamb off the sheep. Took out the lamb. And he thought he was going to run away from it. But I went for him. Please understand, David was a man of fearless character and courage. He went for the lion. He grabbed him by the beard. Took the lamb from his mouth and killed the lion. And he said the same happened to a bear who came and did the same thing. David loved his God, loved his father, loved his brothers. And he loved God above all. And he was used by God. Amazing man. And he became the king of Israel. The second king after King Saul. Do you know that? And he wrote this wonderful psalm. Psalm 130. Which I chose as I prepared to speak here today. Of course, I asked myself, what shall I speak? All of you are knowledgeable people, intelligent people. I'm not praising you, but this is what you all are. And when I come here, I must choose a psalm that will appeal to you. Here is a psalm written by this man, a godly man, one who did not spare himself. At the risk of his life, he went for lion and bear. And now, when this man called Goliath rose and defied the armies of Israel, what did he do? He says, you, champion of the Philistines, you insult our people and our God. Now I will deal with you. Yes. He says, as God has enabled me to kill both lion and bear, this will happen to you today. Amazing man. Amazing man. Actually, he was just a shepherd boy. And he went for Goliath. Now this story all of us understand. All of us remember. David had a sling and five stones. And with one stone, he threw it at the Philistine giant. Remember that Goliath was 7 feet plus. Very tall. But with one stone, He hit him on the forehead and he fell down. And David went up to him, took his sword and cut off his head. God can use a simple man, a young man, much better than Richard Dawkins, who says, evolution is a fact. I show this to you before I take it off forever. He says evolution is a fact. Now, when you talk of facts, you must back it with evidence of facts. But nothing is only a word, and he plays on psychology. I'll show it to you. All his talk is show off. See, I'm the professor of Oxford, and I know everything about everything else. Now, we are talking of real life things. We are talking of matter and life. Matter, the things around us. Life, that we see in us, ourselves. When we study matter and life, we are impressed with one fact, one thing. And that is the evidence of the Creator's amazing wisdom. Now, I will prove to you with pictures that you cannot refute, that shows the wisdom that comes when you know God. All right, here we go. Thousands of years before science and technology and microscopy. What is microscopy? The use of microscopes to look at things so that things that are invisible, which are normally invisible, are magnified hundreds and thousands of times for you to see, so that your knowledge is verified and made true and sure. This is what I will show you, that thousands of years before these things were available, David spoke of it, and we can believe it now that we have the science and technology. Now, what am I talking about? Do you know that when a child is born, it has got the full complement of internal organs? It may be your child, but that child must have all the internal organs, such as colon. This is colon. What is the colon? The large intestine. Did David have the opportunity of ever seeing this? Answer is no. In the days of David, microscopy and science and technology had not come to planet Earth. But today we use it all the time so they can know. Do you know that the intestines all contract in one way? From the time of birth until your death, it contracts one way, from this gullet downwards towards the rectum, where the waste comes out, and it must contract in one way. This is amazing wisdom of God that builds into the intestine that ability in every child born, that contraction goes in one way. My brother had a child. At 5 months, the intestines decided to contract the opposite way. In 1 week, it was dead. Please understand, God has built into your intestine and the systems inside a one-way traffic that when you eat and swallow a thing, the food goes in, it must go in one way and come out the next day. Who determined that? Please understand, this is the wisdom of our God. Now I show you another picture of what microscopy enables us to see. This is a picture of red blood cells. You know that each of us has about 5 liters of blood in us, average size. You have maybe 4 point something liters, and that contains blood. Besides red blood cells, of course, there are also white blood cells. But I'm showing you the red blood cells. These are enlarged hundreds and thousands of times. Do you know that the red blood cell is fearfully and wonderfully made by the Creator to have the power to absorb oxygen from the lungs? That's why you breathe, and you must breathe good air. And when the oxygen goes in, it is carried to the lungs, and the red blood cells will absorb, take in oxygen to the red blood cells, and when it goes into the tissue by the circulation, as soon as it reaches the tissues, it lets go the oxygen. Do you know this amazing ability of red blood cells? Did you know this before? And you ask me, who did it? Who made the red cells so intelligent? Ah, our God is God of supernatural things. He has done this for us. Every one of us sitting here, do you realize another thing? Do you realize that you all are born with the incisor teeth in the front that we bite, and all the chewing teeth are at the back? There's no difference, you know, no variation. Every baby comes out, incisors are in the front, and the molars at the back. Everyone is the same. Now, who designed this? Who made it so? You say, by chance. No, by God. Okay, so that is God's power. Now, here is a picture of the heart. This is a little bit bigger than what it is. Right? What does the heart do? The heart pumps blood to all the body, doesn't it? Of course. Now, did you ever have to have a day off in order that you send your heart to be processed and overhauled? Answer is never. And this heart goes on pumping for you 2.5 billion times until you die. I hope you don't die soon. Yes, but remember, the heart has this power to keep on pumping blood for you until you don't need him when you die. Alright, so now take more stranger things, amazing things. Do you see this as an enlarged eyeball? You look at me and I look at you. We all have 2 eyes. Okay, here is the eyeball. Do you know that you can see that I have a suit of black, and my face looks a little brownish, yellowish? And I can see the same on you. Now, how do you discern the colors. How? That so and so has a red dress there, and so has a black dress. How do you see the color? When light comes in, it is transformed by the retina into electrical impulses that are carried by the optic nerve. Here is the optic nerve, to your brain, and your brain is able to discern, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Who did it? Did Richard Dawkins do it? No, he's a fool. All he knows is to champion the cause of atheism. No God. But what King David has shown is, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Who can ever create an eye that can discern colors and things, that objects that you see with your naked eye? I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. So says David. Now, let me show you a picture of the brain. All of us have the brain. Whether they think cleverly or not depends on how intelligent you are. But whether very intelligent or very foolish, it depends on how God has created you. Of course, the foolish ones can become quite intelligent when they go through education. Now, how does the brain work? How? Did you ever ask yourself, how does my brain work? Do you have a brain? Of course, everyone has a brain. In order to be able to discern things, to hear and to see and to think and to contrive of ideas, you have a brain. Now, here's the brain. How does the brain communicate? Do you know how? By electrical circuits. And the circuits in one brain is more than all the circuits of all the telephones in Singapore. Do you know that? Amazing. I never knew this. But the scientists who study the brain said this is what the God who created us has given to all of us, to each of us. Now, do you know that we develop at different rates, at different times of our life? Now, this is a 2-month-old baby. The head is so much bigger than the rest of the body. Do you see? But then, when it's grown adult, the head doesn't grow the same proportion. Who designed this? Who? Can you create a baby with a small head? Answer is no. You naturally, when a baby is born, his head is that size compared to the rest of the body. But then, as you grow older, from 2 months to 25 years, there is a different proportion. David says, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. So it is. We have a great and wonderful God who created us that way. Now I've shown you enough pictures. The human body's design and function speaks of the designer and the one who created us. Please understand. Where there is design, there must be a designer. Where there is a cause, there must be somebody who caused it. Otherwise, there won't be the effect of it. Do you understand? Of course. The human body exhibits so many other features Do you know that your ears keep on hearing things for 60, 70, 80 years? Of course, there are some people who lose their hearing younger, 50, 60, they cannot hear properly. And that's why they go for hearing aids. Now, the human body's design and function speaks of wisdom and purpose of the Creator. When you see the creation is so marvelous, there must be a Creator. It is normal logic. When you see a rose by the wayside, you say, it came naturally. I said, no. Somebody planted the rose plant. And somebody sprayed the rose with rose scent. I said, no, you're wrong. The rose flower gives off rose scent. My rose plant flowers every summer. Does yours? Of course, if it is a real rose, it will summer every summer, it will flower and it will come out and flower for weeks and months and gives off always the same scent. Who did it? As the human body's design and function speaks of wisdom and purpose of the Creator, that's why David says, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. What am I saying all this for? So that we understand. You thank God. Thank God that He made me what I am and gives me a brain that I can use, that can make me smarter. Do you know that if you do C class in a class and you study harder, you can become A? I'm fearfully and wonderfully made because God has given me a brain. Now, the evolutionist. When I went to university in 1947, they taught me evolution dates back 500,000 years. Nobody created me. Nobody created anybody. But man just came by himself. Can there be such a thing? They believe it is so. You say, impossible. Never mind. Add more years. Later on, they say, billions of years, not 500,000. Make it billions. Now you don't like it? They say, add more millions. More billions means more chance of getting a human being. So, you know that the Big Bang is a theory that was concocted after my time. I never heard of Big Bang in university. But then, after years of Big Bang, now it is not popular. They are going to drop the Big Bang. They say a small bang is enough. So this is called the human frailties. They keep on. Now, listen. This is what David says. David, the psalmist, says, I will praise thee as I observe every baby being born. You just observe your own baby or your brother's or sister's baby and observe the baby. Then you say, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret. Do you know that you go to work carrying a baby in your tummy? All you ladies, nobody can see. But slowly, the baby is growing and growing to be like you or like your sister, like somebody in your family. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and marvelous are thy works that my soul knows right well. I don't give birth to a cat, but the wife will give birth to a child. Ah, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth. You don't have to go to become a superstar to get a nice baby. You just live in the kampong, you also get a nice baby. I will praise God. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made because it was God who made me. Now, the psalmist further keeps on praising God. Thy eyes saw my substance imperfect, yet in thy book all my members were written, and as you write and design, the baby will come out just the same. As I said, you can be sure the eyebrows will grow over the eyes. You don't get eyebrows growing on your tongue or on your lips, you know. It never happens. What? Who did it? Ah, God's eyes did see my substance being imperfect. Do you know that the eyes do not appear until so many months? When the mother aborts a baby early, the baby comes out without eyes. Did you know that? Amazing. Yeah, this, so that you can see. All my members were written, which in continuance, in stages, at first, no eyes. In fact, no fingers, you have paws that come out without fingers. If it is a premature baby, it is without fingers. When as yet there was none of them, no fingers, nothing. What happened? I was fearfully and wonderfully made. How precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God, my Creator. When you think carefully, how foolish is Richard Dawkins? How foolish to deny God and to think that he has got everything in his knowledge in his head. No, he does. He is a very ignorant person. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. Now we end with this thought. Psalm 139, verses 6 and 7. Such knowledge. What knowledge? We call this in medical terms embryology. The study of the embryo. What is the embryo? The baby. Baby you. When you conceive a baby, it goes through stages. In the early stages, it is called an embryo. Alright. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot understand it. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? Oh God, you are so wonderful. Did you ever think that? Yes, God is very wonderful. He thought of us. He thought of a way to save us. Sent us his Son to die for us. And those who believe and follow him have their sins forgiven and lives are changed. Finally, I give you the verse here. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. I have brought a small Bible card. It is our key verses printed on the one side. Please refer to your card. Okay, we all read it together. If you read with me, are you ready? On one side it says, Blessed Hope VP Church, and with Psalm 139 verses 23-24. We read together, if you will join me. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Remember, we have a wonderful Creator who knows all about us, who loves us in spite of our sins, and all He needs, all He requests of you, receive my Son to be your Savior. He carried your sins on His body when He died for you on the cross of Calvary. That is the most amazing knowledge. Search me, O God. I know nothing. I need your instruction to tell me I need a Savior. The Savior is Jesus Christ. Dear friends, how precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God, even the sum of them. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, open our eyes of understanding, that we may know there is a Lord Creator in the heavens, and who is also our Savior, and who will come to earth soon, one day, and we on earth are to be His witnesses, and to go forth and to make known the salvation grace of Jesus Christ. Bless all your people here, that we may know our Savior, acknowledge Him, and serve Him. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.